Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. This is Dan's Health Talks. And I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things I've learned over the last 22 years of doing this, since I've been doing it in March of 1997. I had a lot of different experts on radio, and I'm one of the few people I found out that actually study the book of a lot of the people I interview before I interview them. And in some cases, when they used to come to my home city, Oklahoma City, I would have lunch with them, get to know them, and I'd really be able to quiz them in depth. And sometimes they'd tell me things off the air that they didn't quite want to say on the air, but I would learn some inside information. I learned that different herbs, different plants have a strong effect on inhibiting the COX-2 and putting brakes on prostate cancer was one of the research studies. But they didn't want to say that on the air because the FDA would go after the company that was selling the product at the time. And I'm not going to name the product, but it's a fairly common product in a good health food store. And there's other people that have similar products out there. But they did not want me to say that, but they wanted to tell me about the research done at Columbia University. So there's a lot of that out there. But one of the things that all of you need to take is magnesium. And over 80% of you are deficient in magnesium. Now, there's different forms of magnesium. Magnesium thionate is used, it goes through the brain barrier and works on the, is bound to the amino acid threonine and goes through the brain barrier and really works on the brain. But the study I'm reading right now, they had a real significant effect on mild to moderate depression with magnesium, and they weren't using the one that would have even a stronger effect. They were using the citrate form. But they published it, and you can publish in the Library of Science, the effect of using magnesium for depression. Where I first look for magnesium's use is in lowering blood pressure and help normalizing it. Magnesium relaxes the body. Magnesium malate works on the muscles and would work on, it'd be good for blood pressure since the line of the arteries is a muscle. Because the arteries also help pump the blood, not just the heart. So it's very important that in that regard. But there's other things that does. In fact, it runs over 300, and I've heard up to 500 different functions in the body, down into the nucleus and into the mitochondria and the effect in the DNA. Magnesium is such an important mineral. Generally speaking, we say you need to take 600 to 800 people, 600 to 800 milligrams. But if you had real high blood pressure, you may want to take more than that. Now, the most absorbable form, and the one that really gets down into the cells, is bisglycinate. Glycerin is amino acid it's bound with, and bisglycinate is the most absorbable, and second is glycinate. So remember that. And you can find them now at the health food store. It used to be my friend Dr. McDay. His products is the only place I found them. In fact, I just took his products a few minutes ago, and I'll be getting a good dose of magnesium, but I'll also get some citrate and malate in his products on Daily Assured Nutrition products. Very, very important. Now, here's one of the things I want to talk to you about. You can get a real strong mood-changing effect or energizing change in effect in the brain using amino acids, isolated amino acids. One of the isolated amino acids is tryptophan. We all know that that's wonderful for sleep, but more powerful than tryptophan is 5-HTP. It works quicker. It takes a little while, a few days, for tryptophan to build up in the body, except if you're eating a lot of turkey. And then it seems like you might have too much tryptophan. As my cousin pointed out, he felt lethargic, and he was eating a lot of turkey every day, and then he realized, oh, that's why I'm feeling sleepy. But a lot of the sleepiness that comes after Thanksgiving meal really comes from the volume and all the carbs that people are eating. Because once I had learned many, many years ago, it's before I started radio, so let's say 25 years ago, how if I ate too many carbs, it was going to drop my blood sugar. I actually learned that when I was 18, but I really understood it well then. I did not eat the cranberry sauce and the breading and all the other stuff that people have a tendency to eat during Thanksgiving and the desserts. I just ate the turkey and the salad and the vegetables and stuff. I didn't get sleepy, but the year before, I just like my other brothers and brother-in-law, we're all snoring exhausted on the divan after Thanksgiving. Now, so the tryptophan that's in turkey and its brother, 5-HTP, that becomes 5-HTP in the body, is very good for sleep. I do recommend taking it. You might take it with some little melatonin or with Invigorous product, and very, very effective. Now, in the morning, I recommend L-tyrosine. I take 500 to 750, sometimes 1,000 milligrams of L-tyrosine in the morning. There was a study done by the military after Kuwait, and they were dealing with post-traumatic stress. I wish they were still promoting this study. And they were looking, I don't know, Kuwait didn't last very long. You wouldn't think there'd be too much post-traumatic stress, but there was. And so they were dealing with that, and they were trying different drugs at that time. And for some reason, they thought to just try L-tyrosine. And they found that worked better than any drug they had for the post-traumatic stress, because it feeds the adrenal and the thyroid. It helps them produce what they need. And so you have to take it on an empty stomach at least 30 minutes before food. And you can do the same thing before lunch and let that build up. Then you may, after a while, get where just 500 milligrams in the morning. Not very expensive. One more to realize. L-taurinine, especially taken with nitric oxide and magnesium, fantastic for lowering blood pressure. And you could take 500 milligrams three times a day, and really wonderful on effects on blood pressure and the heart in general. Now, there was used to be a compound pharmacist, very smart, but she's sort of semi-retired right now, and I used to have her on the show a lot a few years ago. And I turned her on to a nitric oxide product I thought was pretty good, not very expensive, and she started selling it through her pharmacy. And she's the one that pointed out to me that when you took it with taurinine, she had great effects on her patients had high blood pressure. Great effects. And so I need to always remember to tell people taurinine is so important that to get that benefit from it. So you want to take that. Now, also, you need to become aware of, or find you a good doctor that is a functional medicine doctor, if you can, or really understands to look at your hormones. If you're thyroid, if you have hypothyroid or hyperthyroid, you could go either way. Most of the time it's hypo, low thyroid. But if you have hypothyroid, your heart's not going to pump strong enough. It's not going to have its rhythm. And you're not going to feel good, and you're going to feel lethargic, and then bring on other things that may add the lack of magnesium, the lack of good thyroid and some other stuff can contribute to diabetes, can help bring that on, and getting your thyroid in order can help a lot. The adrenal gland, also, when your adrenals are low, you have adrenal fatigue, you're going to feel horrible. You're just not going to want to get out of bed. And even if you slept for 12 hours, you still don't feel right. Well, L-tyrosine that I was talking about earlier is one of the magic ingredients for rebuilding the adrenal gland. But remember, taking on an empty stomach, I have some right in my bathroom, so before I brush my teeth, I'll take some L-tyrosine. There's a few other things I take too, but I take L-tyrosine and I take some iodine and thyroid. Iodine I sometimes take with my food, but I'll take those to build that up. And L-tyrosine, actually the T3, T4 that makes up the thyroid hormone, that's tyrosine. Now, a good functional medicine doctor should realize now that if they measure to see if you have adrenal fatigue, you want to work on the adrenals and not the thyroid for a while and get the thyroid or get the adrenals healthy. I've heard some say they do both, But here's what happens. The thyroid, if it starts really getting active again, getting going, and you have adrenal fatigue, it can burn out the adrenals, and you end up with really repressing the thyroid, and not burn out the adrenals, but burn out the adrenals. So what the body does, it shuts down the thyroid. It produces T3R. R is a reverse form of T3, the active ingredient. So that's what you need to be aware of, is you want to take care of the adrenals first, or you want to take care of them both at the same time. And more than likely, I would probably take the adrenals for a month or two, work on those with amino acids and a product, Invigoress, that you hear me run commercials on. Fantastic, really. I had adrenal fatigue at one time many years ago, and I don't have it anymore. And that was one of the products that really turned that around. And using tyrosine in the morning and 5-HTP, and I have a little thyroid, probably always did. Is this what certain people were born to have, high or low of different things in the body? And there's a way of, in Chinese medicine, there's a way of understanding what your tendencies are. It's really strange. I think look at your fingernails, your tongue, the way your body's built, and they have an idea of how you developed in the womb. And by that, you may have a tendency for one versus another. Thyroid people have flat butts, flat backs and flat butts. Adrenal people are built totally different. And thyroid people, their index finger is shorter than their ring finger if they put their hand flat on the floor. Adrenal people are straight across. So the pituitary gland looks different. The body shape looks different, all that. And then you need to know how to feed that once you know what the problem is. And Dr. Cass Ingram did a lot of wonderful things on those body type diets and helping people understand how to see what they are and how they need to feed it. So wanted to get into that in some depth. There's a lot to be said in this area, but I want to stop right here and then we'll be right back, folks. Wouldn't you like to know if you have a family tendency for certain cancers? They now can tell you simply with a swab and this lab test by this fabulous lab that really specializes in genetics. If you call my friend Spencer Williams, 208-400-0808, it's not only important for you, but for your kids and grandkids. Gives them the information they need to be able to know where they need to focus their attention. And they also follow with a drug test telling you what drugs you can tolerate and not tolerate. Call 208-400-0808. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have one of my favorite guests on, Stu Tomp, and he's with CV Science that has Plus CBD oil. And there's a lot of companies, not just a lot, I mean everybody and their dog. Some of the dogs are doing pretty good, but everybody out there is trying to get into the CBD market. I mean, Stu and I were talking right before this show that there's been a lot of great things in this world. I mean, there's been the pyramids, the Great Wall of China, there's the United States Constitution, man landed on the moon, and now, I don't know, maybe this is too far, Stu, but you think I can say, and now there's CBD oil?
I don't think that's a stretch. No, I'll tell you why. Here's that. Just give me the reason why.
Okay.
Is hemp, agricultural hemp, which is the source that Dr. Dan and I are talking about. We're not talking about botanical cannabis or pharmaceutical isolated CBD. No, we're talking about agricultural hemp. And the reason that your statement is not out of order, forget just for a moment, totally put out of your mind what CBD can do for you personally or for me personally or for all the listeners. Just abandon that thought. Let's talk just about growing hemp, doctor, in every vacant lot, every place you want to clean up, Chernobyl, Love Canal, everywhere that you want to clean up the earth, hemp can sequester CO2, mop up the carbon, and then we can use that stuff to build green material with. So that actually may be the hemp plant itself might actually fit right next to the Constitution, which the drafts were written on to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. And the pyramids and the Great Wall of China. Whatever it is, this is really part of the wonders of God's earth.
Well, I know they used to make ropes with it, mask and everything else back in when George Washington grew it. I'm wondering if I don't know why I'm tying these two things together, but I'm wondering if the Egyptians used it as well. I think they did.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Yeah. It was used since antiquity. And now that President Trump and the Farm Bill have liberated agricultural hemp seeds, Dr. Dan, most CBD products in America right now are not made from hemp. Did you know most CBD products sold in America are made from marijuana or they're made from an isolated chemical synthesis? Were you aware of that?
Now, when you say an isolated chemical synthesis, are you saying they don't start with hemp or do they synthesize it out of hemp?
No. This is where it gets really confusing. There are three swim lanes, pharmaceutical, botanical, and agricultural.
Okay.
Most people today, if you go into a store and buy a CBD hemp product, if you trace the lineage of the plant back to its seed, you find out that there often people are growing marijuana plants and not agricultural hemp plants that require combines and tractors and overalls, not a greenhouse with someone with clippers.
Hmm.
It's a different product, different market, different customer. So if you want true agricultural hemp extracts, you want plus CBD oil. If you can't sleep at night, if you're too anxious, if your back hurts, if you don't feel right, and it's been a long time since you did, you may want to try plus CBD oil, the number one selling hemp extract that contains CBD in America today.
Well, now, there are other companies using this, but I know that CBD, plus CBD, is considered the best. Why is that?
Well, again, because we're using certified hemp seeds. Many people are crossbreeding cannabis, high CBD, low THC marijuana with agricultural food fiber hemp. So number one, it's the seed. Most people don't understand that. Those products could be sold in dispensaries, Doc, but not health food stores. Health food stores will only be allowed to sell agricultural hemp products. So that's number one. Number two, we've got a 35,000 square foot facility with all the bells and whistles and all the scientists and all the experts, and we do absolutely everything right. And that's not what's important about it. What's important is how many people we empower. We empower everyone here. We've created a brand new revenue stream for the world, and we've spent a fortune on science to prove that the product is both safe and effective. So it's different than the commercial CBD products floating around today.
Well, now you told me Consumer Report had evaluated the ones that are on the market. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Consumer Lab. Yeah, consumerlab.com. Consumerlab.com just put out an updated CBD and hemp extract supplement review. And our products were given top pick status. And they also mentioned the research that we've done on our finished branded product. So if you get the report, and ConsumerLab.com wants people to pay for it, so that's why Dr. Dan and I can't give it away for free, but if you go to ConsumerLab.com, type in CBD and hemp extract supplement review, look at your company, look at the product that you're taking, and find out how it stacks up. You'll see plus CBD oil is a top pick from consumerlab.com.
Okay. And it's by CV Sciences, but plus, a lot of people are using the plus, usually on the other side, different way.
They've been ripping that off. Yeah, make sure it says plus CBD oil. People are borrowing our font. I guess that's the greatest form of flattery in the world when everyone rips off everything you've done. But beware now, buyer beware. You can't just assume that it's safe because it's on the shelf. It has to say plus CBD oil for helps with inflammation, stress, and pain. In my opinion, this is the most exciting dietary supplement that we have yet brought to market. Do you disagree with that statement?
Well, there's, you know, because I've talked to people that have gotten off opioids and everything else using CBD. Yeah, I mean, when you have something that can help people get off or and they got on it because they were in extreme pain, then you really have something. Now, how is it that the CBD helps with opioids? Why does it have a reputation of helping people not only with their pain, but with their addiction? Because I interviewed a guy that had been got really addicted. You wouldn't know, looking at him, you would never guess that it was ever a problem in his life. But he was in a car wreck and was in a lot of pain, and CBD oil is what saved him.
Well, it happens all the time like that, right? Car wreck, hospital visit, break your arm, get a prescription of painkillers. Next thing you know, you're in big trouble. So one of the things that CBD does, hemp extracts, they're super powerful anti-inflammatories that can cross into the blood-brain barrier. So they're neuroprotectant. This is a really big deal because what happens in addiction, you create these things called heterodimers. It's a big fancy term. But your opioid system and the cannabinoid system can get hijacked together and get almost melts together. What CBD does is it helps to decouple that. Not only does it help to decouple that, it helps to blunt the effect of the dopaminergic signaling. I'll say it again. CBD buffers these giant dopamine bing, 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 bing signals that you send to your brain with addictive behavior. So it helps you basically forget that you're wired in the way that you are so that you can rewire new connections.
Cool.
We're not talking about an antidote. We're talking about a solution.
Okay, that's a good point because you can buffer something, but as soon as it's not there, it's unbuffered. But we're talking about regenerating the brain.
Yes, this is not methadone. You're making new connections. I only recently learned opioids are unbelievably inflammatory. I did not know.
I didn't know
that. Part of the negative makes perfect sense.
No, wait.
Cannabinoids
they're given for inflammation.
No, they're given for pain.
Right, but usually pain and inflammation usually run hand in hand.
Normally, but in this case, you can create feedback, phantom pain. If you keep taking those opioids and you don't have enough of the cannabinoids like CBD to help get you out of trouble. So people take plus CBD oil gold when they're dealing with addiction, the gold soft gel, 1, 2, 3, sometimes 4 a day.
We're talking about CBD Plus, folks.
Plus CBD oil, the gold soft gel. It's the number one selling CBD hemp product in America, and that's the one you want. That's the one for addiction. You rewire your brain. You don't have the elevated signals. Ding, 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 ding. You reconnect healthy parts of brain communication. You basically disentangle all of this hijacked neuro-brain chemistry, and you come back to life.
Well, folks, it's simple enough to find out. You can find this in stores. Look for it. It could change your life, especially if you have an addiction. And other addictions, too, marijuana and everything else. It doesn't always have to be opioid. So, Stu, thank you for being with us. You're looking for plus CBD, and for the brain, you're looking for the gold. For pain, you're looking for the green. I really appreciate you being with us, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
Wouldn't you like to know if you have a family tendency for certain cancers? They now can tell you simply with a swab and this lab test by this fabulous lab that really specializes in genetics. If you call my friend Spencer Williams, 208-400-0808, it's not only important for you, but for your kids and grandkids. Gives them the information they need to be able to know where they need to focus their attention. And they also follow with a drug test showing what drugs you can tolerate and not tolerate. Call 208-400-0808. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And I have some, there's an interesting, they'll probably make it into a drug, but it comes from a plant, an isolate from a plant that's called Thunder Vine. And the Thunder Vine, has ingredient in it, and it sounds like cholesterol, but it's not cholesterol. It's C-E-L-A-S-T-R-O-L, cholesterol. And in that, it helped reverse diabetes and 45% weight loss. Really made the body much more sensitive to the leptin hormone and to insulin. Fantastic to be able to do that. But they haven't got it all worked out yet, but it's when they get it worked out, it's going to be amazing. I mean, I read about another drug that they're come out, and in mice, it put 19% muscle on them and increased the bone density in just a week or two. I mean, there's no steroids or anything that would do that. 19% deal, and they were looking at it for older people that are losing muscle and losing bone density. But the problem with that one is it causes overproduction of red blood cells. So they would have to be taking out the excess red blood cells as they're doing this. Some of this, they'll probably get refined and worked out. And so there's some interesting things coming down the line. And I always like to mention these, even though you may not be able to get them yet, you can sort of be aware. But here's the thing that struck me. In our industry, in my industry, in the nutritional world, we always say that inflammation is the underlying cause of all the major diseases. And to a certain degree, that's right. But also, inflammatory signals actually have some beneficial effects. Leptin is a hormone that's produced within the fat cells, mainly the belly fat. And that hormone, when the body loses sensitivity, just like when it loses sensitivity to insulin, it means it's not interacting with receptor sites for leptin, or in case of insulin, not interacting with the receptor sites for insulin. Then, when it does that with insulin, you got diabetes. You got sugar overbuilding up in the blood vessels, causing thickening of the arteries, causing depression, obesity, heart disease, all these different things. Well, leptin, when that's not working, you get fat and you lose energy and you can't hardly get anything to work for you. Well, and it works hand in hand with diabetes. It interacts with the hypothalamus and helps the body deal with diabetes. So you have to sensitize the body to leptin. And that's one of the reasons. Let's say you go on a starvation diet. Well, you go on a starvation diet. You can, at first you lose weight, and then the body starts to down-regulate itself. One of the ways it does that is it shuts down the thyroid some, but it also shuts down the sensitivity to leptin. And so what do? You have a tendency to gain the weight back. So if you can keep the sensitivity and lose that, then you can keep that weight off and you can feel so much better. So these are interesting things that they're looking at right now. But here's the thing I was going to say. Leptin, that I'm so big on, that it's so necessary. I mean, when they first discovered it in the 90s, they took it out of thin mice. And basically they took the hormone out of thin mice. And then they have laboratory mice that are bred for obesity and for diabetes studies. They inject it into the obese mice, and they lost 40% of their body fat rather quickly. And that was a phenomenon. I shouldn't eat some salty sunflower seeds before I did the show. Need to drink some water here. But nevertheless, I have. And so they know that leptin is a major secret in getting that to work. But they've never been real successful in getting to work with people. There are some products out there that seem to help quite a bit and sometimes real significant. But being able to sensitize the body, the reason they can put leptin in, but the receptor sites are not sensitive, it doesn't work well. But leptin is inflammatory and signaling, and yet that inflammation helps. It's part of the cytokine family. And so we usually think, oh, we don't want too much cytokine, and it's interleukin-1. Yet there are cases you do want inflammation. And depending on the receptor sites we're trying to interact with, it's complex. And about the time I think, or someone in my field think, we got a handle on this, we know basically what we're doing, let's just repress that inflammation. Yeah, you want to bring it down, but you don't want to completely bring it down. The body needs some to create energy and the message and stuff. You just don't need excessiveness. It's like in Moody Blues' song, it's all a question of balance. And so finding the right balance, keeping the messages between the cells working the way they want and the sensitivity to them, yet not having so much as inflammation that is destructive to the cells and to the body in general and aging the body. So that is the game we have to play. We have to be aware of how these different things work. And the more we work with them, the more we learn. I think probably in 3 or 4 or 5 years, they may be able to solve the obesity problem. Our horrible eating habits cause a desensitization to insulin and to leptin. Eating way too much sugar, the real offender in that is fructose. Fructose, more than any other thing, really causes us to become fat. And it's designed to help us become fat, assuming that we're still like our ancestors and we need to put weight on for winter. But we don't have that problem. We have refrigerators full of food. And I'm as guilty as anyone wanting to snack some at night. So we have to learn to cut the fructose totally out of our diet and cut sugar and starches way down, if not completely out. And then eat a lot of really healthy fats with a little bit of protein. I eat a lot less protein than I did for years. I still eat more than you're supposed to on a keto diet. But you eat a low protein, healthy fats, and that helps sensitize the body to leptin and helps the body produce hormones. Good healthy fats help your body produce hormones. Very healthy. You know, years ago, low-fat diet was in. And, you know, I fell for it. I believe that, it's fat that causes fat. No, it's not fat. Now, hydrogenated oil, don't forget, a lot of the fats out there are hydrogenated. Corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil. You wouldn't think sunflower oil would be a problem, but it's very inflammatory. And then soy oil, really bad for you. And cottonseed oil, used a lot of times to soak nuts in, and I guess a few other places. And peanut oil, those are hydrogenated. Now, some of the walnut oil and macadamia oil, very healthy oil. Avocado oil, that's delicious oil. These are all very healthy. And then the most healthy is the fish oil, like Noric Naturals, their omega-3. I always tell people I take probably 3 of the Ultimate a day. And then I take some more in Dr. McDay, so I'm probably getting 4,000 to 5,000 milligrams of EPA, DHA, and I also eat salmon. I had some salmon yesterday, and I'll have the rest of it today. Very, very important if you want to keep your heart healthy, keep your joints flexible and your blood vessels, and keep your brain sharp and slow down Alzheimer's. But those other oils are very dangerous. But let's say you're eating good oils. We didn't understand. Now, back then, when the low-fat diet was big, a lot of that research was based on hydrogenated and trans fatty acids, saying, oh, that's really harmful. And they were right. Those are really, really harmful. It don't take very much eating each day of trans fatty acids and hydrogenated oil to cause a tremendous amount of damage in the body. The good thing is omega-3 oil would knock that out. The other good oil that they gave a bad rap to back then was coconut oil, because one of the industry's marketing groups and science, they'll use science to manipulate marketing to help promote certain things. Well, they hydrogenated coconut oil. Heck, you can put coconut oil out on your cabinet for a couple years, you know, just keep the jar closed, but it won't go rancid. It never needed to be hydrogenated, but they knew that it would cause destruction. But the coconut oil, when they fed it to pigs, the pigs kept losing weight because it made the thyroid work better. And that's one of the reasons. Also, it gave them energy and satisfied their hunger without raising their blood sugar. So they had to go back to corn and soy oil, like our society, fast food society, soaked in corn and soy oil. French fries is a sponge for that. So good oils will help you lose weight. But the hormones, that's what I was talking about a minute ago. When back in the 70s, people were having all kinds of trouble with the lack of certain hormones. Females really affected, but so was males, because their body couldn't produce the hormones. They were lacking the fat to be able to produce them. And it was a really a windfall for gallbladder, for surgeons that make money doing gallbladder surgery, because you don't have enough fat in your diet. The ducts in the gallbladder dry out, really causing problems. Now, Mike was telling me just a moment ago between the break. Mike, you said you had a friend that went to Europe?
Yes, I have a friend who went to Europe. She's a senior citizen, and she just posted she's been over there over a month, and she's lost 18 pounds.
Yeah, because their food is full of rich, healthy minerals. Unlike our soil, they're walking. They don't eat as much, and a lot of olive oil, a lot of real butter. Butter, by the way, is good for you too, real butter, not margarine. It's deadly. So all that contributed to making her lose weight. I lost a lot of weight when I was moving. Doing my keto diet really kicked in when I was going up and down stairs, moving boxes the next door, and was so busy I didn't have time to eat hardly anything. Movement is so important. I just got back from the gym a few hours ago. I had to go do my 30 minutes on the treadmill, just so my body feels right. So now I'll be talking to you some more on the other side of the break, but we're going to take a break right here, folks, and I really thank you for listening. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. There's new genetic testing that really gives us a leap forward, and they can find out what drugs you can tolerate and what you can't. Some of you on blood pressure medicine, and there's certain blood pressure medicine you shouldn't be on, or it may be for something else, depression or whatever. This will give you that information, and Medicare pays for it, folks. Listen to that. Medicare pays for it, even the out-of-pocket deductible. That's all taken care of. So you call my friend Spencer Williams at 208-400-0808. 208-400-0808. Take advantage of this. This PGX test is fabulous. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. And by the way, this show is podcast up on iHeart's website. And so if you go to iHeart.com, or is it iHeartRadio.com? If you go to iHeartRadio.com, just the letter I, iHeartRadio.com, and hit podcast, and then put in Dan's Health Talks, and there's not an apostrophe on the S, just Dan's Health Talks, put that in, you'll see a number of shows in there. And I think the last three or four, you'll really like. I had a respiratory thing, as healthy as I try to be and the things I take, it showed up in the earlier shows. But I've been free of that for a while. And so you'll really like the last ones, especially interviews I do with Kaz Ingram or with Stu Tomp. But very, very, I'm really pleased with him. I think there's a lot of information there. So if you're coming in late or you want to hear something again, go to iHeartRadio.com and then go click on podcast and put in Dan's Health Talks. And you may want to go under the health in general, but Dan's Health Talks, and you'll be able to hear these shows. And this way you can tell your friends and family. And yeah, please do. I want to help as many people as we can. And now this show can be heard at any time and all over the world. So I think that's fantastic. I should have done it this way many, many years ago. People kept asking me to, but I was content to just do my different local markets and stuff. Though I have talked about this many times, really one of the most important things you can do for your health, folks, is you need to get the omega-3s up. And I was mentioning that earlier in the show, but I think this is so important. You need to make sure you're getting enough EPA and DHA. Sometimes you'll go into a discount store and they'll have some cheap fish oil. And you go, I'll pick up the cheap one, and it says 1,000 milligrams. You turn it over, and the EPA DHA may only add up to 200. You want 2,000 of the EPA and DHA to add up. And if it's all DHA, that's fine too. EPA, which they, for some reason, they sell in the medical community, is not as effective as DHA. But I think they both have roles to play in the body, so I like to see people take both, EPA and DHA. And so, again, you add those two up. You have receptor sites inside your cells and outside for the EPA-DHA. It actually can be used as a fuel inside the mitochondria, and it brings down inflammation in the blood vessels and the heart, and keeping the cardiovascular system healthy. You know, in the areas of the world where people eat a lot of fish oil, cod liver oil, salmon oil, I mean, we're talking about cold water fish. Warm water fish or normal, just regular water, doesn't produce a lot of omega-3, so it's not very effective. Trout, it's an inland, a lot of times an inland fish, but because it's cold mountain streams, it can have a pretty good amount of omega-3. I don't eat much trout, don't have access to it very much, but I eat a lot of salmon, though. And sardines are probably the best for you, if you like sardines. And a lot of people do. My dad used to love them, and I used to eat some when I was younger, but I'm not big on sardines now. But to eat a fish high in that, they have very low levels of depression, very low levels of heart disease, less inflammation of the joints. They have just so many different areas. Their digestive system's going to be better. Their eyesight's going to be better. All that is contributed to high levels of omega-3 and low levels of omega-6. Omega-6 is what we have too much in our diet. And worse than that, too much hydrogenated oil and too much trans fatty. Now, some omega-6 you need. It's not that I want you to be all omega-3. You need actually a little bit more omega-6 than you need omega-3. But we have, instead of a 2-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3, or 4-to-1, it wouldn't be too bad, we have a 30 to 50 times more omega-6. And that's why we're the inflammation nation. We really have caused ourselves a lot of problems that was that we could avoid. So, again, get in the habit of eating omega-3-based fish, cod liver oil. Now, Noric Naturals is the easiest way to do it. They're ultimate. The reason I say the ultimate, I can take two of those equivalent, I believe, to six of the regular. So it's a lot more convenient. And they have a 2X, so you can get even more. And sometimes the 2X is a smaller capsule for people who don't like to swallow large capsules. But even the cod liver oil, it doesn't taste like what my grandmother gave us when we were kids, or my mother. It's tasty, or it really doesn't have much taste, but they add a little lemon, sometimes strawberry, but you can get those. And then you can get ones that are designed for women that have a little GOA in it, and that can be very helpful. You don't need a whole lot of that. You need a little bit for the women's hormones. And then they may have a design for children. Children after 6, they take the DHA and EPA. But before that, they may, if they're younger than that, then you want to pick one up for children. And they make it where it can be fun. Gummy bears and other little chewy things and stuff for children. So you got to think in terms of getting the kids to take it. They really need it. And when they're growing, it's going to help their brain produce, and it's going to help it relax. They're going to be a calmer kid. And when the baby's growing, the last 3 months of pregnancy, if the mother's taking high levels of omega-3, they estimate the IQ is about 9 points higher. That's a lot. 9 points higher. And it's a calmer, happier baby, and the mother is calmer and happier. And that's what's, she didn't have the post-depression that comes after the baby has drained so much nutrition out of the mother developing itself. So taking omega-3, taking minerals, taking so many other healthy fats, all that is going to make the after a child is born, as well as when the child is being developed in the womb, so much healthier. So you got to become aware of that. But again, a tablespoon of cod liver oil, Noric Naturals cod liver oil, one or two of that. Reading, I keep coming back to that. Noric Naturals is recognized as the purest in the industry, and they can do really high concentrated stuff. They go through all kinds of effort to make it pure. They use small boats deliberately, not these big fishing boats, to leave very little oil in the water to have better control of things. And they use a variety of small boats to go out and fish for cod liver oil. And they bring the cods in, they process it, they put in these tanks, and these tanks have no oxygen in them, have nitrogen as well. And they heat it up. They have to heat it up. There's companies out there try to claim they don't heat them up. That's a lot of bull. They all heat them up. They may not heat them up the second time, but they have to heat them the first time to separate. And by moving this around in a tall tank, the toxins all fall down. The heavy metals and everything fall down the bottom, and those are siphoned off. And the good stuff is up top, and they siphon that off. Noric Naturals is shown to be the lowest in contaminations. So always look for Noric Naturals. I know you can't go wrong that way, and take a healthy amount of it. Some people take 6 of the Ultimate a day. But I would take, if you have heart disease, that may be a great idea. Thank you for listening, folks. I'll talk to you next week right here on Dan's Health Talk.